Hey, this is Arvind Yuvaraj, and like you, I want to know more about how safe my deposits are in the bank. In our previous episode, Sarina Arifin, Deputy General Manager of the Communication and Public Affairs Division at PIDM, told me a bit about their role in being the gatekeepers of stability for our financial ecosystem. Now, this is all very new to me, even though PIDM, which is Perbadanan Insurance Deposit Malaysia, has been in existence since 2005. From what I've gathered so far, PIDM essentially helps to protect our money in the bank by insuring them in the event of failure. And one of the ways this is done is via what they call DIS, or a deposit insurance system. But what does that mean exactly?
The deposit insurance system is actually a system that was established to protect depositors against the loss of their insured deposits placed with any one of the member banks, PIDM member banks, in the event of its failure. So the deposit insurance system is one component of a financial system safety net. So the players for the financial system safety net are Bank Negara, Ministry of Finance and PIDM. Together, we contribute to financial system stability. And in Malaysia, the deposit insurance system was brought into effect in September 2005. And the deposit insurance system is administered by PIDM.
So it's a safety net. Got it. Good thing I have Sarina Arifin, who's joining me again to help understand more about PIDM. I do enjoy my fair share of horror movies as well, I must say, but nothing scares me more than losing hard-earned money or savings at the hands of a bank failure. So what does it mean when PIDM says in the event of a failure?
When we say a bank has failed or when it's going into insolvency or bankruptcy, if it is put into insolvency or made bankrupt, then this is what we mean by a failure, right? So PIDM will pay back depositors promptly out of our funds, PIDM's funds, and they will continue to have access to their much needed savings. But bear in mind, PIDM can actually also intervene earlier when a bank starts to run into some trouble. So sometimes before it comes close to insolvency.
Okay, so how is that money protected in the bank?
Your money in the bank is automatically protected against this bank failure we mentioned, up to 250,000 ringgit, from the moment you open a deposit account with a member bank. So what we mean by automatic here is that you don't have to apply for this protection. So it happens automatically when you open that deposit account that is protected under the deposit insurance system. So the types of deposits that are actually eligible for this protection by PIDM are your basic saving and current accounts, fixed deposits, foreign currency deposits, more technical a bit, principal guaranteed conventional structured products, Islamic deposit accounts, as well as bank drafts, checks, and other payment instructions or instruments made against a deposit account. Basically, your day-to-day accounts are all covered. And the best part is that it's free, no payment required.
So how would I know if my bank deposits are covered? Like, is there any indication? What do I look out for?
So basically, one of the easiest things you could do, Arvind, is actually if you walked into your bank today, look at the entrance. Do they display a PIDM membership sign? If they're a member bank of PIDM, they should display this sign that says member of PIDM. And then if you want to know whether bank products are protected or not, the best person to ask actually is your bank officer when you're in the bank. And of course, do go to our website if you want to check the full list of member banks. You've got pidm.gov.my and you can check against the list that's there.
Why is deposit insurance important? I think that's the biggest question. That's the most important question, right? So why is it important?
The deposit insurance system and PIDM actually was established to reduce what we would say risk of bank run, where people just all decide that they need to converge and congregate and start withdrawing their money all at the same time for a bank. And essentially, it's to promote confidence in the stability of the financial system. You know how banks work, right? So they don't keep all of the depositors' money in cash. Mm-hmm. And the bank's reserves may not be enough at that point to cover this sudden massive withdrawals, and therefore increases the probability of it failing and even going bankrupt. This is extremely dangerous to any financial system because we talked about it. Even a good bank can become a troubled bank if people think it's a good idea to take out money from the bank at the same time.
Right. So what are some of the prerequisites, let's say, for banks to have their products protected by PIDM?
Okay, so first, the bank must be a PIDM member bank.
Mm-hmm.
So these, again, are all the commercial banks licensed under the Financial Services Act, or FSA, 2013, and all the Islamic banks licensed under the Islamic Financial Services Act. And this would also include locally incorporated subsidiaries of foreign banks operating in Malaysia. There are some banks that are not members of PIDM. So these would be investment banks, offices for investment purposes, cooperative banks, and all non-bank financial intermediaries. These would be, you know, provident and pension funds, co-op societies, housing credit institutions, and building societies. These are not supervised or regulated by Bank Negara Malaysia. Then you look at the type of deposit that you have. Right, so these are the ones that are offered by member institutions that are protected by the deposit insurance system. This would be your savings and your current accounts. These would be your fixed deposits, your foreign currency deposits, Islamic deposit accounts, bank drafts and checks, and other payment instructions or instruments that have been made against a deposit account. Those are what we protect. And for those that we don't, I mean, the common ones, there's a list you can also check on our website, but the common ones would be gold-related investment products or accounts, unit trusts, stocks and shares, and other sort of interbank money market placements, a few lesser known products. It's also incumbent upon you, you should take the effort to find out how you've been protected as a customer of the bank. So you better understand, you know, how you're protected, what are your rights, and then therefore you can plan your finances based on, you know, if protection is important for you and how to structure it around that and the limits that are available.
So just to clarify, you know, as long as banks and financial institutions, like they, if they meet the criteria that you mentioned above, they are automatically protected by PIDM, or is there still like an opt-in process? Like they still have to request protection?
No. So long as you are, as I mentioned, the commercial or Islamic bank that is licensed under the Financial Services Act and the Islamic Financial Services Act, the membership is mandatory and automatic. There's no opt-in and you can't apply to be a member. They are a member by virtue of the license that they have. And as for the products that are protected, of course, you know, the basic accounts and all that, if there's anything else, they actually come to PIDM to see whether the product is eligible for PIDM protection, and the bank will actually let be able to tell you specifically whether a product is or is not protected.
And just say you are protected. Obviously, everyone who is protected will want to make the most out of that service or that function, right? So how can you make the most out of PIDM's protection?
The deposit insurance limit in Malaysia, or we say the protection limit, is up to 250,000 ringgit per depositor per member bank. So for the majority of depositors, basically with 250,000 ringgit or less in their deposit accounts, you don't need to worry, because if the member bank were to fail, you will get 100% reimbursed of your deposits. But there are situations where a depositor may have deposits that exceed the amount protected. And by the numbers that we have, 97% are protected in full, whereas 3% may have funds or deposits in the banks which are more than 250,000 ringgit. So you can make sure that the excess of 250,000 is protected. So how could you do that? The easiest way is just to open an account with a different bank. As I said, it's per depositor per member bank. So if you have 250,000 with Bank A and then you have 250,000 with Bank B, so the total amount that's protected of your accounts would be 500,000, because mm-hmm. you're in banking with two separate member banks. So let's say you want to stay within the same bank. So you can also be insured for more than 250,000 with the same bank. And how you do this is by opening different types of accounts within one bank. So for example, I mean, you have an individual saving account. Then you open a joint account with your wife. And then you have another trust account, which you've opened for your son or your daughter. So these accounts are all what we call separate held by different depositors. So we have Arvin as an individual, Arvin and wife as a joint account, and a trust account is Arvin and son. So those are three different accounts. So 250,000 limits would apply to each account separately. And similarly, if you have an account which is a sole proprietorship or partnership, professional practice or company account, they're separately protected. So again, Arvin's individual account and your company account, Arvin and Co, is separately protected. So it's 250,000 limit for each one of them. And then, of course, you know, we have conventional banking system and Islamic banking system in Malaysia. So they're also protected separately. So you can opt to have both a conventional and an Islamic bank account with your bank, and it can even be in the same bank, to enjoy this separate protection from PIDM. So again, if you have one in conventional and one Islamic within the same bank, it's 250,000 limit per account, and the total protection you would be eligible for would be up to 500,000. We have a lot of examples because people find this quite interesting. So if you go to our website, actually, we have what we call a handbook, a deposit insurance handbook, and we've got lots of tables and charts, and then you can actually look at how that works. We've even got a YouTube video that explains how separate protection works for deposit insurance.
Are there any situations where a depositor may not get their deposits reimbursed by PIDM? Like what kinds of situations are those?
Okay, that's a good question, Arvin. I guess the easier to understand scenario involves a closure of the bank, where PIDM will ensure that a payment to the affected depositors are made promptly and up to the limit of 250,000 ringgit per depositor per bank. As we talked about earlier, there are other scenarios which don't require the bank to be closed. And PIDM has powers and tools to resolve failing member banks by other means. This could be by transferring the assets of a failed bank to another entity or acquirer, for example. So as the failed bank's customers are now customers of the new acquirer, which is likely to be another PIDM member bank. So basically, this protection continues under this other member bank. So you can be sure that your deposits continue to be protected by the acquiring bank, and you will have continued access to your deposits. We do encourage, if you have sums above 250,000 ringgit, to think about how you might want to diversify this your deposits in different banks, or as I explained earlier, so you can get the most out of PIDM's protection.
Is that something that the banks also encourage to diversify, to enable better protection, like to diversify if it's more than 250,000?
I mean, I can't speak for them whether they encourage it or not, but I mean, they can inform you, and they should let you know that, you know, if it's in excess, this amount is not protected anymore, or is beyond the amount protected by PIDM. So I think the idea is that you should actually know, and, you know, if you have those large sums of deposits, actually, it is, you know, it's incumbent upon yourself to please, you know, try to go and find out how the protection works, you know, and then you assess the risk and decide for yourself what is the best option for you. It's quite important for you to know. I mean, I think majority of us are under the 250,000 category, so so we may be not so affected, but it's a good idea to go in and ask the bank, you know, how does my protection work? Where does it end? What's the limit and how it all works? And they could probably help to give you a bit more advice on how you could maximize on that.
So the last question is, as a depositor with more than 250,000 in deposits, how do I know if I fully maximized on the protection provided by PIDM?
Okay, there are a few ways you can check. Now, the first obvious, the most obvious would be to check with your bank officer. Firstly, that the accounts that you have with that bank or account is eligible for deposit insurance protection by PIDM, especially if you have several deposit accounts with the same member bank. Another thing is that our member banks are actually required to display PIDM brochures. It's by law to explain how the deposit insurance system works. And you can also get a copy of our brochure from the nearest PIDM member bank. And in this brochure, we have quite sort of very simple explanation and illustration of how you can enjoy separate protection if you have several deposit accounts with the same member bank. And this brochure is also available on our website. And the last, of course, you could get in touch with PIDM directly. You can call our toll-free line at 1-800-881-266, or you could email us at info@pidm.gov.my for further clarification.
That was Sarina Arifin, Deputy General Manager of the Communication and Public Affairs Division at PIDM. This episode was produced and edited by Othniel Thing and Hanif Barudin. Additional research and story direction by Rahma Pauzi. Olivia Siao is our project manager. Bhavani Viria and Diane Au assisted with additional client relations. I'm Arvin Yuvaraj, and you've been joining me on my quest to learn more about PIDM's main role in protecting the bank deposits of you and me. But there's more. In the next episode, I'll be finding out all about the Takaful and Insurance Benefits Protection System. So till then, thanks for listening. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.